Hello, and welcome to the LifeWorks podcast, where we share lessons learned from the trenches of life and business to help you achieve more, live more, and be more. I am your host, Mark Boutros. In this episode, I want to talk about how to get your critical ideas heard. In January 2016, the World Economic Forum put out a report saying that critical thinking was among the top needed skills in 2015, and it would continue to be a top skill on through 2020. What is critical thinking? Critical thinking is the ability to think and reason for yourself, to arrive at your own conclusions, to not simply accept things at face value, to question conventional thinking and wisdom, to ask why, and to see an issue from multiple sides as opposed to the one prevailing view held by our local ecosystem, that is, our family, our company, our team, our community, our religious organization, or our political party. Organizations have a bit of cognitive dissonance or conflict when it comes to critical thinking and critical thinkers. Corporations and nonprofits alike want thinkers who have hardcore critical thinking skills, but in my observation, while they want people who are good at finding better ways of doing things, finding improvements, finding opportunities, finding more revenue, finding cost savings, and the like, they often want the skill, but don't always ask their employees to exercise it. This is not true generally speaking. There are many innovative organizations that thrive on critical thinking. However, in large organizations especially, whether it's a multinational corporation, a government agency, a nonprofit, or even academia, if you're a critical thinker, it can be a pretty lonely place. The reason why, especially if you're in a large organization, is that multi-layer bureaucratic organizational structures are things that are built up over time. A critical thinker threatens those long and well-established groups, processes, and traditions that have honestly outlived their usefulness. This is true especially if they start asking why something is the way it is, or suggest a change that can mean widespread restructuring, transition, and adjustment for a good portion of the organization. It's pretty humorous to watch people's reaction to a true critical thinker. They are often seen as the wet blanket, the lead balloon, or the deflator, that is, the person who lets the air out of the manager's great ideas, or the last person in the meeting who starts asking questions when everybody else just wants to get out of there. You know the person. Or maybe you are that person. When a critical thinker comes in the direction of people, those people actually start looking for emergency exits pretty fast. It can be equally difficult for the critical thinker because they feel as though they are not being heard, even though their ideas and questions are valid and add value to the organization. Oftentimes, they can come across as negative, snarky, or socially awkward when their genuine intent is to help make things better. So, here's some ways, if you are a critical thinker, you can get your point across, to be taken seriously, to be noticed in a good way, and be an actual change agent in your organization. 1. Stay positive. My wife says, you can say anything. It's all in how you say it. People are more likely to listen to you if you say it with some honey, so to speak. President Barack Obama once said in an interview that when he had to bring something up that was challenging, he asked his team how he can say it in a way that it would be received. 2. Be thoughtful and holistic. Chris McGough, in his book The Primes, suggests that when we try to convince someone of something, that we need to speak to three dimensions. We need to speak to their mind, to their heart, and to their wallet. We need to discuss the broader environment and what is at stake if we stay the same, or the opportunities that we might find if we move forward with a change. 3. Be the change. Change needs leadership, and the devil is definitely in the details. Organizations cannot act on your smart questions or bright ideas unless you are willing and able to lead or strongly support that change. A Marine Corps colonel I know once suggested to one of his battalions, "When you see a problem, speak up about it, but bring a solution and yourself as the resource to solve it." 4, talk to the right people. You need to get your questions, thoughts, and ideas in front of the right people, not just your cube mates who have absolutely no power to act, but only act as a passive sounding board for your complaints. Think about the best way to surface what's on your mind in such a way that respects your chain of command and doesn't cause anyone any embarrassment. For example, calling out your VP in front of her regional town hall probably won't help your case. 5. Have a good plan. If you believe in something strongly, you need to have a great plan for executing it. The plan needs to cover several aspects. Your buy-in strategy, that is how to get senior management on board to invest in your idea. Your change management or communication plan, because all change management initiatives need good communication. Your project plan, even at a high level. Your success criteria, that is, what does success look like and how will you know when you have achieved it? And finally, what resources and funding do you need to execute and maintain what you are suggesting? 6, be dazzling. That's right, you heard me. Be dazzling. If you have a friend in the graphic design division, now is your time to enlist their help. You want any documents, slides, or other presentation materials to be graphically impressive. People respond positively to things that are visually appealing, and they are more likely to listen to you. And even if your change initiative doesn't get off the ground, you will have created such an amazing impression in the minds of your audience that you will now be considered a serious contender. Being a critical thinker is a good thing. Your organization wants you and values what you have to offer them. Your questions and ideas don't have to live on the fringe. They can be in the mainstream. They just need to be packaged in the right way for the right people to see. Whatever the outcome, though, if you've taken this advice, in the end, you will look amazing and you will develop a reputation as someone of great value in your organization. All right, your turn. Have you ever had a great idea that you wanted to get off the ground? If you were successful, how did you do it? If you made any mistakes along the way, what advice would you offer so that we don't make the same ones? If you enjoyed this podcast, please subscribe or sign up for my free updates at my website at markabotros.com. And you'll never miss a post or an episode. And if you think that someone will benefit from this, please share with them. Please comment on it in social media and or connect with me personally. I would love to hear from you.